啊，感谢主，这个月以来呀，都一直在读着约伯记。
Thank God, this past month, we have been studying the book of Job.
那约伯记呢，当然啊，包括我在内呢，以前也曾经读过。
Including myself, I've also read through the book of Job.
啊，但是啊，没有一次像这一次啊，收获那么多。
But never before I have spoken about this book as much.
因为讲到就是按照读经的进度啊来准备道理。
And since we, as we deliver sermons, we follow our daily Bible reading schedule.
那感谢主，因为圣灵的帮助啊，带领我们啊进入真理。
And through the help of Holy Spirit, that we can enter into the truth.
还是我们对约伯记里头的内容啊，更能够明白。
So that we can understand more.About the content of the book of Job.
那约伯记，当然我们知道，那是一场灵战啊。
And we know that during the time of Job, he went through this spiritual battle.
啊，神跟撒旦之间的征战。
And so there was a battle between God and Satan.
那撒旦呢，他不知道神呢是掌管一切的。宇宙主宰。
And Satan didn't realize that God is the one that control all earth and all things.
他想要跟神挑战。
He wants to challenge God.
但是他没有想到结局啊，撒旦一定是败的，神一定是得胜的。
And he didn't realize that the end result is that Satan will be defeated and God will be in victory.
那当然，这一幕是在天上发生的事情。
And this scene actually happened in the heaven.
那约伯在地面上。
And Job was on earth.
所以其实当时神所在意的啊，并不是地面上的成败。
So what God cared about was not about the success or failure on earth.
神所在意的是天上他的国度，他的荣耀。
And what He cared about more is His own glory.In heaven.
神所在意的是他的主权啊，绝对的主权。
And what God cares more about is His sovereignty and.
他所谓的绝对的主权，就是他的旨意呢，是没有人能够拦阻的。
This absolute sovereignty is that His will will not be stopped by anybody.
所以神是不在意在地面上人的成败，他不在意的。
And so God does not take heart, or He doesn't really care about the failure or success of mankind on earth.
所以当神从旋风中啊来回答约伯的时候
，So when God replied to Job through the sound of wind.
当然旋风啊，我们很难理解说到底是怎么一回事啊，是不是我们所看到的台风啊，这种台风眼啊？
And so sometimes it may be a little bit difficult for us to comprehend what this means. Perhaps it's the eye of the hurricane, the huge wind.
啊，其实不是我们所单纯了解的那种，好像气象卫星所看到的台风眼啊那种的飓风啊旋风。
And but in fact, it is not talking about this eye of the hurricane that we.Usually see in the weather news.
当神从旋风中来显现回答约伯的时候，一定是乘着云彩啊，云彩哦，而且啊是很多的天军啊使者在他旁边服侍着，跟随着他。
And so when God answered Job through the blow of wind, he must be riding with the cloud and along with all the cherubims and the armies of God.
因为神的本身啊，就是非常的荣耀的。
Because God Himself is glory.
所以被称为是荣耀的神啊，他的灵被称为是荣耀的灵。
That is why He is the glorified God and the glorified Spirit.
所以约伯在那个时候就看到神的荣耀。
And so at this time, Job was able to see God's glory.
但因为约伯看到神的荣耀，他就不在乎他自己身体的状况。
As he saw God's glory, he no longer cared about his physical condition.
所以约伯他的灵层也提高了。
And so he also elevated his spirituality.
他在意神所在意的。
He now cares what God cares.
他不在意神所不在意的。
He does not care what God does not no longer cares.
所以他能够忽视了他肉体的痛苦。
So he can omit this suffering that he is enduring through his physical pain.
那个时候，他的心灵啊，就好像得到释放一样。
And his heart was like a chain that is being released.
啊，所以他这个神迹啊，就发生在他的身上。
Therefore, a miracle happened to him.
所以约伯以前呢、啊。就好像啊，就好像不是这个不圣经没有记载，是我个人在理解哈，我个人这样子来理解跟大家分享啊。约伯当时啊，就好像是在院外啊，这个圣殿啊那个院外在献祭啊，敬拜神。
And my understanding, my personal opinion, is that Job, is like worshiping God at the outer room of the temple.
那他好像是。跟着大家一起敬拜的。
And he is the one that follow others to worship God.
那其实当时代的人哈，就是认为哈，你要敬拜神啊，才能够发达。
And at during the time of Job, people believe that you need to worship God in order to be successful.
所以其实真的哈，在约伯哈，他啊，就是像他的朋友所说的哈。也是，就像撒旦所说，也是有原因的。他敬拜神，可能是也是有原因的。
And so, as Satan said in the beginning of the book, there's a reason why Job worshipped God.
也就是保平安呢。
Which is to keep the peace in his life.
啊，但是他现在好像是进到至圣所在献祭一样，亲自看到神的。
But now he is like entering into this holy of holy.That he has physically see a God through his eyes.
因为至圣所里头就充满着神的荣耀，那个烟云呐、啊，就是一直往上升的。
Because in the Holy of Holy, it contains this glory of God in the cloud.
所以在里头只看见神的荣耀。
So inside, we can only see the glory of God.
就看不到这个地面上的事物了。
Then we no longer see.Matters or things on earth.
所以圣经形容说，在里头呢，这个连祭司啊都没有人啊，大祭司也没有办法去服侍，因为看不见东西，只看到神的荣耀。
And so the Bible describes that even the priests who are inside the Holy of Holy, they cannot serve God because they cannot see.
所以后来约伯他才发现，哎，神的本身呢，就是所有问题的答案呢。
And so Job realized that.All these problems has an answer in God.
所以当约伯看见神的荣耀的时候
，So when Job see God's glory，
他就得到答案了，甚至于他是不需要答案的。
And he had received this answer, or in fact, he doesn't even need to have this answer.
以前他所问的其实都是多余的。
What he had asked before.Are all not necessary.
所以他说，现在是亲眼看见神了。
And so in here, he now has seen God.
以前因为在院外哈来敬拜神是没有进到里面去，只是听里面的人出来在描述而已啊，所以是听说的。
Before in the outer room, as he worshipped God, he only hear people saying things about God.
所以亲眼看到神啊，这一句话，这个叙述呢，就变成我们啊信仰和追求的目标啊。
And now my eyes have see you, and this is the target that we should all pursue after.
啊，因为主的书哈，就这个就像至圣所跟圣所隔开那个幔子一样，现在已经破了啊，他的身体已经打破了。
And Lord Jesus is like this veil that's separating the Holy of Holy that has been ripped in half.
所以他为我们开了一条路哈，可以直通到至圣所里头。
So he, Jesus has opened a way for us so that we can enter directly into the Holy of Holies.
那圣所呢？圣所里头有服事啊，这祭司在里头服事的啊。
And in the holy place where there are priests serving God.
所以圣所呢，就是我们今天的服事还要崇拜。
And so this holy place is our worship today.
我们服事要发光呢。哦、我们崇拜要领受神的话语啊，我们要祷告啊，好像烧香一样啊。
And as we worship God, it's like we are serving, or as we praying, it's like burning incense.
所以在圣所里的服事，最主要目的就是要进到至圣所里头见神，哦，那个是最终的目标啊。
And so as we serve in the holy place, our angle, our target is to be able to enter into the Holy of Holies.
所以青年看到神的意思啊，就是看到神的荣耀啊，看到神的全能啊，明白神的旨意啊。
And as our eyes have seen God, that means that we have seen the glory and the will of God.
那我们也知道嘛，神必得胜。
And we also know.God shall be in victory.
那我们看主耶稣啊，他给我们留下一个很好的榜样。
And Lord Jesus have set a good example for us.
我们来看一段圣经。
Let's read a passage.
约翰福音。
Book of John.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
约翰福音第四章三十一节。
John chapter 4, verse 31.
念到三十四节。
Sweet till 34.
三十一节啊，这期间呢，门徒对耶稣说啊，老师请吃啊，门徒去买食物来的啊，买来了以后就说老师啊，请吃，我们已经买好了。
So disciple bought some food and asked Lord Jesus to partake the food.
啊，三十二节。
32.
那耶稣怎么说呢？他说我有食物吃啊，是你们不知道的。
And he said to them, I have food to eat of which you do not know.
好，说这个时候，门徒所谈论的跟主耶稣所谈论的这个食物还不一样。
And so the food that the disciples are talking about is different from Lord Jesus.
好，我们再请看了哈，三十三节。
Let's read 33.
那门徒就彼此对应说啊，莫非有人拿什么东西给他吃啊？因为我们还没买来呀，啊，现在才买来，他一定是还没吃的嘛，所以我们才说。老师啊，请吃啊！结果他说：“哎，我已经有食物了啊，到时候谁给他呢
？”And so someone must have brought something for Lord Jesus to eat because before we bought this, no one bought any food.
啊，所以这个食物到底是什么样的食物呢
？So what kind of food is this？
啊，主耶稣所讲的这个食物是三十四节哈。
And so what this food that Lord Jesus is talking about is in verse 34.
三十四节，耶稣说啊，我的食物啊，就是遵行差我来者的旨意啊，做成他的功啊。所以我们看，主是所谓的食物跟门徒所理解的食物是不一样的。
So we can see that the understanding of disciples' food is different from the food that Lord Jesus is talking about.
所以这个时候我们可以看到两种的食物，一种是地面上的食物。
So there are two types of food. One is food on earth.
一种是天上的食物。
And the other is food in heaven.
那门徒所在意的是地面上的。
What disciples care is on earth.
可是主耶稣所在意的并不是地面上的。
But what Lord Jesus cares about is not.Matters of earth.
主耶稣所在意的是天上的。
What he cares more is the things in heaven.
而且主耶稣他曾经享有神的荣耀啊。
Because Lord Jesus want to have this glory of God.
所以有了神的荣耀以后，就很自然的啊，就很会轻视啊，在地面上的事物。
And once we have this.Glory of God, then we will not care about the things on earth.
所以我们在意的是地面上的事情呢，还是天上的事情
？So, do we care about the things on earth, or do we care about the things in heaven?
那当我们很在意地面上的事情的时候，我们就会很在意啊，地面上的成功失败。
And as we care more about the things on earth, then we'll care a lot more about the failure or success.
我们就会很在意地面上的得跟失。
Then we will really care about the gains and the loss.
我们也会很在意别人称赞还是批评。
And we will also care about other people's praises or criticism.
但是只要是我们经历神的荣耀。
But if we experience God's glory,
亲眼看见神,
that our eyes have seen God,
我们就能够像主耶稣一样, 超越这个世界。
Then we shall be like Lord Jesus, surpass this earth.
所以主耶稣才说, 我进入世界, 但是不属这个世界。
And as Lord Jesus says, I enter into this world, but I do not belong to this world.
他也希望我们活在世界，但是不属于世界。
So he also hoped that we live in this world, but do not belong to this world.
所以圣经说我们是天上的国民。
And the Bible says that we are the citizens of heaven.
那天上就是神临在的地方啊。
And heaven is where the Spirit dwells.
所以其实啊，我们是可以看见神的。
So we can actually see God.
因为神在天上。
Because He is in heaven.
神就是天上的主人。
And God is the master in heaven.
所以我们既是天上国民的话，当然一定见过神的荣耀。
And since we are the citizen of heaven, then we must have experienced God's glory.
我们看。在以弗所书的第一章里头啊，说神啊曾经赏赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
And in Ephesians chapter 1 says that God had gave us all these blessings that was coming from the heaven.
说这些福气都是神赏赐给我们的。
And all these blessings are given by our God.
是透过神的手来颁奖啊，给我们的。
And all these blessings are being handed over by the hand of God.
所以，好像以色列的语言来说，我们曾经跟他握手过的。
And as what the world says, as we have shake our hands with God.
因为每一个人都领过奖的。
And because we all have received this reward.
那以什么样来证明呢?
And how do we prove
this? 因为说天上属灵的福气在哪里啊?
So where is this blessing from heaven?
看不见呢?
We cannot see it.
是很空洞的。
And it is very abstract.
所以圣经就以应许圣灵来证明、来证实、做一个证据。
So Bible use Holy Spirit as the proof.
所以，当我们领受从上头来应许圣灵
，So as we receive this Holy Spirit that is descending from heaven，
那就是亲眼看见神。
That means we have seen God with our eyes。
所以，亲眼看见神呢，会带来怎么样的果效呢
？So what kind of a result we will have when we have seen God with our eyes？
就是这个亲眼看见神，为什么会成为我们信仰追求的目标？
And also, why is this the ultimate target for our pursuit in our spiritual life?
好，第一个，我们请看以赛亚书。
First, let's turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第六章第一节。
Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1.
当乌西亚王崩的那年，乌西亚王死的那年呢？我看见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。第二节，那其上有撒拉弗势力，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔。第三节，那鼻子呼唤说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之主，他的荣光充满全地。”好，这是以赛亚他看到主的荣光。
So this is Isaiah have seen the glory of God.
他看见神的荣耀。
And he has seen the light of God.
也是呢，他亲眼看见神啊。
And this is also means that he had seen God with his eyes.
结果我们请看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
我要听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我就说，我在这里，请差遣我。 啊，第九节。
Verse 9。
他说啊，你去告诉这百姓说，你们听是听啊，却是不明白；看是看啊，却是不晓得。第十节。
10.
要使这百姓心蒙自由，耳朵发沉，眼睛昏迷，恐怕看见眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，变得医治啊。十一节。
11.
我就说主啊，这到几时为止呢？好，那我们看以赛亚先知他看见神的荣耀。
So prophet Isaiah have seen the glory of God.
啊，他听见说谁肯为我们去呢？
And he had heard that who shall go for us?
所以他就没有第二个思考。他说：“主啊，我在这里，请差遣我了。”
Without second thought, he said, "Here I am, send me."
但是受差遣这个使命呢是非常艰难的。
And so this commission sent by God is a very difficult one.
那我们看以赛亚他完成他的使命。
But Isaiah, he had accomplished his commission.
所以七年看见神就很愿意的接受主的差遣。
As he seen God with his physical eyes, he was willing to accept God's commission.
所以一个人真正被圣灵充满。
So for someone who is filled by the Holy Spirit.
那所谓被圣灵充满，就整个心啊被圣灵所占满。
Which means that his heart is filled by the Spirit of God.
因为我们平常都有一个错误的观念哈，圣灵充满说是流利啊，这个灵言很流利啊。
And we probably have this wrong concept that when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, our tongue would be very fluent.
但是灵言很流利的人，他不一定被圣灵充满呐。
But in fact, whoever have a fluent tongue does not necessarily mean.That he is filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以有的人行为也没有什么改变。
Because their actions may not have changed.
因为他的心啊没有被圣灵占满，他没有遵照圣灵哈的旨意，没有顺从圣灵的带领。
Because their heart are not filled by the Spirit of God, and then they do not go according to the will of God.
可是当一个人真正看见神，亲眼看见神。
But when someone truly sees God with his eyes,
啊，领受从上头来应许圣灵
，and receive this promise, Holy Spirit,
整个心呢都被圣灵所充满
，his whole heart is filled by the Spirit of God.
他就很愿意接受圣灵的呼召啊。
He is willing to accept the calling from the Holy Spirit.
就是在苦对他来讲再不方便呢，他也愿意去呀。
Regardless of how painful or how much suffering he will go through.He is willing.
So, 神需要我们加入服事的团队。
So, God need us to join this team of the gospel.
神要差遣我们去帮助那些需要帮助的人。
And God wants to send us to those who are in need of help.
要去关心那些需要关心的人。
And we need to care.Those that need our concern.
啊，可是有的时候我们都是跟比较要好的来交通啊。
But sometimes we may just have conversations with people that we like.
啊，可能比较软弱的人啊，就没有人理他。
And whoever is weaker, then nobody really care about them.
所以安息日的时候，吃饭的时间就可以看出我们的灵层是怎么样。
So during Sabbath, we can see what level of our spirituality is.
我们会不会主动去关心其他的弟兄姐妹，而不是说啊一直跟我们说喜欢的弟兄姐妹在一起聊天
？Are we proactively caring those who are in need, or are we just coming to chat with the people that we like?
很多弟兄姐妹是需要我们去关心的。
Many brothers and sisters need our care.
所以青年看到神的话，我们就愿意接受差遣。
As we see God with our eyes, then we are willing to be sent out.
我们所讲的勉励的话，就是有人不听的话，我们还是很愿意去做。
And the words of encouragement that we say to people, they may not accept, but we are still willing to do so.
因为青年看到神的荣耀。
Because we have seen.The glory of God.
神实在是太伟大了。
And God indeed is very glorified.
那亲眼看见神的话，让我们能够很勇敢的面对信仰的挑战。
And as we have seen God, we are also willing to accept the challenge in our life.
我们请看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to Book of Acts.
使徒行传第七章。
Acts chapter 7.
使徒行传第七章五十四节。
Acts chapter 7 verse 54.
五十四节。
54.
众人听见这话，就极其恼怒，向使徒凡咬牙切齿。五十五节。
55.
但使徒凡被圣灵充满，定睛望天了，看见神的荣耀。又看见耶稣啊站在神的右边，就说我看见天开了，人子站在神的右边啊。
56。
然后五十七节。
57。
啊，众人呢、啊、大声喊叫，就捂着耳朵啊，齐心涌上前去，把他推到城外，用石头打他。捉见这人啊，把衣裳放在一个少年人名叫扫罗的脚前，他正用石头打的时候，使徒凡呼吁说了、啊：“求主接受我的灵魂，又跪下大声喊着说：主啊，不要将这罪归于他们。说了这话，就摔了、啊、就死了的意思了。
And until verse 60.
好，那我们看这一段哈，使徒凡啊，他宣扬主的福音呢。
And so Stephen he tried to preach the gospel of God.
那他是根据他所领受的，他所知道的来传的。
And he preached based on what he had received.
他所传的是确实的。
And what he preached was also true.
但是他所传的是跟犹太人的传统互相违背的。
But what he preached was against the tradition of the Jewish.
啊，辩论的是激进派反传统。
And what's against is this group of the Jews that are affirm with their own tradition.
反了他们几千年来的传统。
And that which is against this tradition that lasts through thousands of years.
所以众人很不喜欢听。
And so the multitude did not like to listen.
很气他，要加害于他。
And they were in anger and want to to harm him.
但是呢，史蒂凡啊，他亲眼看到神呢。
But Stephen have seen God with his eyes.
啊，他就能够站得很直，不动的，站得很直。
And so he was able to stand firm.
就是众人要拿石头打他，他也不会去闪他。
And even though people want to stone him, he did not try to flee.
他很勇敢地面对信仰的逼迫，信仰的挑战。
Courageously, he faced this challenge of this spiritual battle.
因为他亲眼看见神。
Because he has seen God.
所以我们人生当中也是有很多时候可能会面临像他一样的，碰到信仰的难题。
So in our lives, we sometimes may also face the same situation like Stephen.
但是我们就是亲眼看见神的话，我们就能够突破它。
But if we have seen God, then we should be able to easily overcome this.
我们不会去躲它。
We will not flee away.
我们勇敢地会去面对困难。
And we will courageously face this challenge.
因为已经看见神荣耀了。
Because we have already seen God.
就把自己的困难就放在一边了。
And we are willing to put aside these difficulties.
他就在神的荣耀当中享受。
And in the glory of God, we will be able to enjoy.
所以他就能祷告说啊，主啊，求你接受我的灵魂，并且啊，能够赦免那些用石头打他的人。
And so he was able to pray.To ask God to receive His Spirit and also pray for those who charge against Him.
So he 心里那个时候完全被释放。
And so his heart was completely being released.
没有抱怨，没有怀恨。
There was no hate or complaint.
已经被释放，因为他看见神的荣耀。
Because he has seen the glory of God.
那保罗也是一样。
And Paul, likewise.
那第三个哈、啊， 青年看见死呢，就能够胜过这个物质的欲望。
And as we have seen a God, we can surpass these desires of the world.
我们请看腓立比书第三章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章十八节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 18.
第三章十八节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 18.
因为有许多人行事啊，是基督十字架的仇敌。我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪地告诉你们，十九节，他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的肚腹，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，赚你地上的事为念。我们看赚你地上的，不是天上的，赚你地上的事为念。
Only setting their mind on earthly things.
那我们看二十节。
As we verse 20.
那可是呢，我们这些人呢，跟他们不一样哦。二十节说，我们却是我们这群人呐、啊，跟他们不一样，我们却是天上的国民。
We are different because we are citizenship. Our citizenship is in heaven.
因为那些人是十字架基督的仇敌，那些人是属于地面上的人，是自然人。
And because these people are the enemies.Of the cross of Christ.
是没有接受主耶稣更新的，没有主耶稣新的生命的人。
They did not accept the renewal of God. They are the enemy of Christ.
他们生命没有被改变。
Their life have not been transformed.
他们是自然人，很自然，就是一出生就是这样子的。
And this is natural because as they were born this way.
但是我们不一样，我们现在是天上的国民。
But we are different because we are.The citizens of heaven.
等候救主，就是主基督从天上降临。
And we're eagerly waiting for the Savior, who will be coming down from heaven.
因为地面上的人当然是以地面上的事情为念呢。
Because the people on earth, of course, they will only care about things or earthly things.
所以他们所追求的，他们所在意的，就是地面上的成功。
What they pursue after, or what they care more, is the success on earth.
甚至于他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，就是他们不择手段，只要能够达到成功，就不择手段。虽然是大家以为是羞耻的事情。
And so they put a glory in their own shame, even things that people would think that it's a shame.
现在很多社会上的人哈，就是这样子的，来不择手段呢。
And so they will use all kinds of ways.In order to gain what they want,
很多人啊，只要能够成功，只要能够发达，有钱赚啊，什么事情都可以做。
As long as they can be successful or can gain money, they are willing to do anything.
但是我们这些天上国民呢，我们是不一样的。
But we as a citizen of heaven, we are different.
这里说他们的神就是自己的肚腹，其实我们也是有肚腹的了，我们也是要吃啊。
And
we 们也是有自己的肚子的。
We also have our own belly.
是吧？我们也是要吃饭啊。
We also need to eat.
我们也是有口欲呀。
And we also have appetites.
但是我们亲眼看见神。
But we have seen God.
这个对我们来讲不是最重要的。
For us, this is not the most important.
因为我们现在亲眼看到神的荣耀。
Because we have seen the glory of God.
神实在是太伟大了。
And God is so great.
所以我们就沉浸在当中呢。
And so we enjoy ourselves.
我们乐在其中。
We are filled with this joy.
所以这旁边的事物，它是存在的，不错啦。
And so all these things surround us, they do exist.
那就是神的荣耀充满着整个殿宇呀。
But the glory of God is filled entirely in this environment.
神的荣耀充满我们整个心。
God's glory filled fully inside our heart.
神的荣耀充满我们整个心思意念。
And God's glory filled into our mind.
这些事情是需要，但是不是最重要的。
And these things may not be necessary, but it is not needed.
我们就能够胜过这一些地面上的物欲。
So then we can overcome all these worldly desires.
那它能够帮助我们接受身体的各种的病痛。
And he will help us to go through all these physical pains and sufferings.
请看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第四章十六节。
Chapter 4 verse 16.
十六节。
16.
所以我们不上胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新是一天。十七节。
17.
我们这自战自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比的永远的荣耀。十八节。
18.
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。这里提到我们人的身体啊，会一天一天的衰毁。
And here it says that our body is perishing day by day.
当然，年轻的时候是很健壮。
Even though in youth we will be healthy.
但是年轻的时候也有些时候也会生病的。
But even in our youth, sometimes we may get sick.
但是我们不害怕。
But we shall not be afraid.
为什么呢？因为我们看见神的荣耀。
Why? Because we have seen the glory of God.
这个神的荣耀是永远的。
God's glory is eternal.
就能够帮助我们克服我们身体上的衰毁、身体上的疾病。
It will help us to overcome this perishing of our body.
我相信哈，有接受手术治疗还是身体有重大疾病的人哈，都很清楚知道哈。神的平安其实经常与我们同在。
And those who have went through surgeries or some difficult pain in the past must feel that our God is with us.
我最近呢接受一次小手术了。
And recently I have gone through a small a surgery as well.
膀胱结石。膀胱有 I have a
stone in my bladder.
那必须用这个镭射哈，那把石头打碎，然后再把石头拿出来。
And there's a need for a procedure that a laser will destroy the stone in my bladder, and then it will be taken out.
那当然，医生事先会说明哈这个的危险性。
And before the procedure, a doctor will describe all the risk.
听起来也是会令人害怕的。
And as I hear about all these risks, it can be dreadful.
他说最危险就是麻醉。
And what's most serious part is that we have to go through local anesthesia.
但是呢，神赏赐给我们平安。
But God gave us this peace in our hearts.
啊，内心呢一点都没有恐惧，非常的平安，能够坦然接受。
And so I was willing to accept without a fear and with peace in my heart.
所以我们一定要追求亲眼看见神。
And so we need to pursue after this our eyes have seen God.
虽然有些时候身体会有些毛病。
And so sometimes our body may have some problems.
必须要接受治疗的话，我们也不会害怕。
And if we have to go through some treatment, we shall not be afraid.
因为看见神的荣耀。
Because we have seen the glory of God.
那最后呢，亲眼看见神的荣耀，能够让我们向往天乡。
And as we've seen the glory of God, it will allow us to look forward.To this glory in heaven.
当然，哥林多前书第五章哈的第一节到第五节呢就很详细记载。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, in the beginning it describes very clearly.
当然，这个帐篷的生活也是很好啊，这个世界生活也是很好。
Of course, in fact, living in this world, it is good.
啊，有一次我问这个年轻人呢。学生领会的时候问这些年轻人。
And one time during a student spiritual convocation, I asked the students.
哦，这天国很好，是不是？对不对
？Is it right that heaven is good?
是一个好的无比的地方，对不对
？Is it a place that we all want to go to?
他们说对。
And they say yes.
我说想不想去
And so I asked them, do you want to go?
他们说想。
They say yes.
我在现在就去好不好？
And so I asked, is it okay if we go now?
不要不要现在。
They don't want to go now.
我还要享受啊，我人生才刚开始啊，我还年轻啊。
I'm still young, and I still want to enjoy life on earth.
所以真是没有一个人说愿意那么早就去的。
Nobody wants to go in early age of their life.
可是呢，这里说哈，第四节
，verse four，
我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦，并非愿意啊。第五章第四节，哥林多后书第五章第四节
，Second Corinthians chapter five, verse four，
我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦，并非愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个，好像这个必死的被生命吞灭的。这里说，不是我们愿意脱下这个旧有的这个帐篷，这个地面上的衣服啊。
And in here, not because we wanted to be unclothed, tent on earth.
而是啊，我们亲眼看见神，亲眼看到神的荣耀是太美好了。
And it is because, as we have seen the glory of God, it is so wonderful.
所以就让我们愿意啊，来放弃啊，放弃这个赐好的。
And so that we are willing to forget or put away the second best.
其实呢，想想也不是次好的了。
And in fact, it is not even the second best.
你看呢，劳苦叹息呀。
Burden and also gone.
我们其实人生啊，这段旅途啊，是很辛苦的。
And our life on earth is actually a burden one.
所以第五节。
Therefore, verse 5.
这为此啊，陪着我们的就是神，他就是给我们圣灵做证据啊，这帮助我们能够培养我们有这种愿力啊，脱下这个世界上的帐篷的哈，那愿意穿上另外一个新的神所赏赐的永远的家乡，那个就是神啊，他要赏赐圣灵给我们做证据。
And because those preparers for this very thing is God, and He has also given us this Spirit of God for us to be the guarantee.
So we 一定要亲自看见神啊，亲眼看见神啊。
Therefore, we must see God with our physical eyes.
像保罗一样，他就说：“我愿意啊，我愿意离开世间呢。”
Just as Paul says that I'm willing to depart this world.
连那个地方是好的无比的一个地方。
Because this place is such a wonderful place.
我们再来看希伯来书十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
十三节。
Verse 13.
那这些人啊，都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见且欢迎迎接，又承认自己在世界上是客旅的，是寄居的。十四节
，14。
那说这些话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。十五节
，15。
他们若想念所离开的家乡，还可以有回去的机会。十六节
，16。
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的啊。所以这一些的以前古圣徒啊，他们也是一样的。
All these old saints, they are also the same.
都是羡慕那个更美的家乡。
They cherish a more beautiful country.
他说我们要亲自看见神。
Therefore, we need to see God.
啊，就能够羡慕家乡。
So we can admire this better country.
啊，就在天上的家乡。
Which is this country in heaven.
所以我们要借着各种方法，借着各种方法来看见神的荣耀。
So we should use all methods to see the glory of God.
啊，读圣经啊。
To read the Bible.
祷告啊。
To pray.
啊，听正道啊。
To listen to sermons.
听见证啊。
To listen to testimonies.
啊，唱赞美诗啊。
Sing hymns.
啊，用各种管道啊，来看见神的荣耀。
Through all channels in order to see the glory of God.
我们就能够像约伯一样超越啊，他所认为啊。他自己认为的苦难。
So then we can just be like a Job to surpass all the sufferings that he believed he is suffering.
享受神所赐的平安与喜乐。
and to enjoy this peace and blessing coming from the Lord.
享受神所赏赐的安息。
And to enjoy the rest that God has given to him.
过着一个在地如在天的生活。
And to live a life just as we are living in heaven.
结果约伯到后来啊，他的日子满足啊，都离开世间了。
And so at the end, Job, he enjoyed his days for the rest of his life. And
没有任何遗憾的离开世间，很高兴的离开世间，要往天乡的。
And without regrets, he was able to leave this world and enter into this heavenly home.
这但愿我们都能够亲眼看见神。
So I hope that we can all see God physically.
唱诗475首。
Singing number 475.